Blog Talk Radio.
New Talk City Radio. New Talk City Radio. What the fuck is poppin'? Relly All-Star in the building. Shout out to TDI. Showcase. Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? Far Rock in the building. Let's get it.
Yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Yes, you already know. Had to do that for my nigga DJ June, man. Cuzzo, happy birthday and all that. It was DJ June's birthday over the weekend, Showcase.
Oh, happy belated birthday, June.
Yeah, man. If you have Facebook, you know.
You what?
If you have Facebook, you know.
Here we go again.
Yo, what it is?
Vice, what up, baby boy? What's going on, man?
Chilling. About to drop like these bars real quick again. Man, every week I'm going to do it.
Let me hear what you got to say, man. Go ahead. Drop your little two bars. Let me hear this.
Hey, yo, they call me Vice with the straight look. I'm kind of upset because Showcase don't got a Twitter or Facebook. Ooh.
Oh, my God. This is the second week. Vice been on his job. I've seen this shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was good. What's going on, though? What's going on, family?
How long it took you to write that?
You said how long it took you to write that?
Oh, just like 2 seconds.
2 seconds?
Yeah, real quick, off the top of the dome.
Wow. Wow, we got a caller up to kind of age your soul, man.
Already? We haven't even started.
Yeah, we don't play no games. Connecticut's strong in the building. 860, what up?
Hello.
What's Gucci?
You know, it's Lady Harlem showing some love to Mr. TDI Rodriguez.
senior status.
Oh, what's going on, baby?
How you doing?
Told you the same.
I'm good, baby. What's going on?
My bad. None, shit. Just got at the crib. Are y'all live on the internet, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, we everywhere, man. Only thing is you can't see us because we some ugly-ass niggas, man. So, you know, we trying to have a live visual.
Trying to
get
our way.
See, I don't think so. I ain't seen the proof of that one.
Yeah, we are some ugly niggas. We are. Trust me.
I'm an ugly dude. I got a mole on the side of my cheek. We get into problems.
I got one, too.
And that nigga could still get it in. Trust. Yo, nah, but me and my girls, whatever, we just wanted to show some love before y'all, like, really got started, so ain't nobody hear my harsh-ass voice right now.
All right, now we appreciate that, baby.
Definitely, thank you.
We'll be listening, so keep it live.
All right.
All right, all right.
Ain't no more. Thank you. We appreciate that.
You're welcome, bye.
Yo.
That's right, man. New Talk City Radio, man. We the ugliest boys on radio.
We so ugly dudes with moles on our cheeks and shit.
But the question is, who's the ugliest out of all three of us?
I think I am, because my mole is growing hair now.
This nigga knows, though. We got another call over the 347, B. 347, what up?
Yo, what's good?
State your name, player.
TDI, what's poppin', man? It's Kane, man. Maserati.
Yo, Kev, what up, nigga?
It ain't nothing, baby. Someone love you, heard? You know what I mean? You know you're the hottest shit in the streets right now.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, what's good, though, Mo?
Hey, now, you already know. You got to come check me like 9:30, man. You heard?
Yeah, I got you.
You already know, my brother. Shouts to you, man. Tevin K, my weekend warrior right there, beast.
As always, man. TDI, man. You already know what it is, man. Word, much love, man. How to shit in the streets right now, man. Word.
Mixtape coming soon. Mixtape coming soon, baby. I'm getting like
always. Yo, I'm out of here, though, man. Much love. One, you heard?
Respect.
Look it out, brother. Much love.
Yeah. Right. Always love you.
Love you too, my bro. That's what it is, man. We appreciate the love, man. We appreciate the love each and every way it come through, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah. So here's my gripe. You ready?
What you upset about? Every week you got something to fucking
It's not like mad. It's just a gripe. It's not being mad. It's just a gripe.
Go ahead. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
The floor is mine. Okay. Just hold off on the calls for a minute. Let's get the gripe out.
I just hope
then...
you know how to dribble, because I'm still a quit. Hope you know how to dribble, brother.
Listen, I have bread, Taylor. I know what I'm doing. I'm back to the ball straight up and down. Don't worry about it. No homo. Look.
Hey, yo.
So here's my gripe. Nicki Minaj puts out another diss track on Lil' Kim.
Mm-hmm.
The first one to me was good. Cool. She's calling out Lil' Kim. Boom, boom, boom. She's trying to establish a little name for herself. The second one now says, what are you doing? To me, it's all irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, to me, you're a battle rapper. You know, you can be a battle rapper if you want to. Are you gonna call out KRS One? And he's not making music no more?
Nope. Hell no. That's a coward's way up.
Okay, so here's my thing. Nicki Minaj is calling out an artist that's not making music no more. Lil' Kim ain't making music no more.
So in other words, you feel like kicking somebody when they're down is a sucker move.
It's not that she's kicking somebody when they're down. I see what she's trying to do. She's trying to get the Lil' Kim respect. But what she needs to understand is Lil' Kim's era came and went, and that's no disrespect to Lil' Kim. She had her nice little flow, the same way Eve had her nice little flow, the same way MC Light had their nice little flow. You know, they were popping for a minute, boom, boom, boom. They did what they got to do, and it kept it moving. To me, Nicki Minaj shouldn't even be concerned about Lil' Kim. It's wide open
right
now.
Her paper's a little larger than Kim's right now, so, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but here's, forget about the paper. It's wide open right now because she's the only...
But you know what I don't understand, man? It's like a sport, too, my nigga. Like, niggas jump on the bandwagon when someone's hot. You know what I'm saying? Because when Lil' Kim came out with that diss with Foxy, everybody was like, oh, Lil' Kim this, Foxy that. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like a new generation type shit.
Okay, but Little Kim and Foxy Brown were in the same era. They were both making music at the same time. You're talking about Nicki Minaj, that nobody's, no females making music, so she got to pick on females that are not making music no more. And the bad part about it is that they pull the artist out of retirement. Who?
There's one that's making music. Why she don't go at Eve?
I don't know.
I think Kim has said that.
Why didn't she go after that girl that my lip gloss is popping? Who's that little lip gloss girl? She's out there still.
I don't know. Nah, I don't know. Was finished when she jumped off stage with Jay-Z. Her career ended right there.
Little mama.
Shout out to White Boy that just came in the building. My nigga White Boy, funniest nigga ever.
Shout out to the first callers of the day, Harlem and her girls, Harlem Rodriguez with an S at the end.
I'm not understanding the concept behind it. Like, you want to tell this right now, you're the only female doing it, because she got skills. I can't deny it. She got skills. She's the only female doing it. So you want to call out another female that's kind of retired, and you want to pull her into the stage so she take your money? What are you doing?
Well,
why would you? You're pulling her in.
We're just waiting for Kim's comeback, my nigga. That's it. There's nothing else we can do about it.
What happened?
We're just waiting for Kim's comeback.
Yeah, but I don't understand the philosophy behind it. I don't understand the, you know, right now Lil' Kim's doing whatever she's doing. She's not worried too much about making music. Now, Nicki Minaj is actually pulling her in. What is she going to do when Lil' Kim says, okay, you know what, I'm going to smash this bitch, and I'm going to drop me like 5-6 albums and show how it's really fucking done.
So this nigga showcase.
What is she going to do?
She's kind of panic.
But I'm just saying, she's kind of ruining here herself, because right now she can take a nice little career run and keep moving, as this would be the Nicki Minaj era.
Nah, don't tell me that.
What do you mean?
Hey, yo, man. Listen,
what you mean,
listen,
not
I don't talk about female battle rappers anymore, man. That shit is,
yeah,
I mean, let them
yeah,
fucking smoke each other's boots. I'll tell you this much. Lil' Kim's going to come out on top, man. That's my theory on it.
No, but what I'm trying to understand is why.
You're not
going
to understand that. What you going to fucking kill me to do, brother?
Childish.
Yeah, it is.
Absence.
Yeah, me. I mean, it's good for hip-hop. Fuck it.
It's not good for hip-hop, because you're going after a rapper. You're going after a rapper that's not there no more. And I hope, you know what? Here it is. Little Kid, come on now. I hope she comes out and drops a big smash and Hot 97 blasts her shit off. Oh, my God. What is that? Are you serious? Are we going to get into that again?
I want to know what should be for me playing Selena.
Because where's heading? What you used to manipulate the Selena thing, how you said it was my song, that this is the jam that I want to put on, and this is the jam that I want to hear. That's fucked up.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Emma turned you out, son. You know what I'm
saying? Shout out to Emma A2K. We got another caller right here for the 347, man. 347, what up? 347, what up? 347 is finished right now, B. I'm going to get into the Styles P shit, man. It's called Shadow. Part of Vices.
One up.
Trey Petray. Yeah, man. Your first bass hit right here, man. New Talk City Radio, don't go nowhere, man. DJ Showcase in the building, Vices in the building. This is how we do. Team Lush. 500 be the number. Break it.
I mean, sometimes I see things. I guess because I'm a ghost, I see ghostly things. Thought I saw something that wasn't there, but it was there. As far as I can see, though.
Light, cause the vision's so narrow. Maybe it's the killers in the cut with the barrel. Get high but can't fly without the eye of the sparrow. Fatigued and fatigue, ready for battle. My word can move herd like a cattle. Try to stay hard, life's fragile, meaning you could lose at any moment. My cranium is like Damien, no omen. I don't bear the mark of the beast, just the heart of the beat. Rally phone when it's dark on the streets. Just the ice cold nigga that be sparking the heat. Trying to make it through the struggle, just to say it's the least. If they come and tell them, come now. Sunset, sundown, I don't put my gun down. And I ain't trying to run clown. I keep something in the barrels, fully loaded up, knowing there's something in the shadows.
Radio with the fruck is poppin', it's your boy Relly All Star. Far Rock is in the building all day. Hamels, what up?
With that being said, you already know who's on the line, the nigga Mel Stacks. What up?
Yo, what's good, baby?
Mel Stacks,
what's going on, brother?
Yo, better late than never. Yo, I mean, it's crazy. A plane just went down in Rockaway, man. Whoa.
What? Another plane went down at the Rockaways?
Right in Rockaway, man. Right in the water over here, in the hood.
Yo, anybody put the news on or something, man? Let me keep me informed, man. You right there in the rock, too. That's crazy.
Oh, the news just left. They had the choppers and everything over here. That shit crazy, but it's right on the water. You know what I'm saying? Right here by the water. Right
wow.
In the 40s.
In the 40s?
Yup. And that shit went right down in the hood over there. But it's on a water park, though. Mm-hmm. That's like the third one this week. That's crazy. They need to shut everything down. Like, inspect
no
all
flying,
that's the radio? Niggas on the radio?
Yeah. We find out you live by the Bermuda Triangle, son.
Yeah, I don't know. This shit going crazy. Like, I wasn't the one to bend the people up in the air 34,000 feet when the roof came off, though. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Imagine looking up at the head.
I heard it.
34,000 feet.
That was the first one, mate.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. That was Friday. That's bananas right there.
The roof came off and it went drop top on everybody.
Imagine you up after the plane settles, though. And you up 34,000.
Yeah, I don't want to hear none of that, dog.
Yeah, I don't want to lie.
Florida,
I
want to go to Florida.
I don't want
to
lie, but Showcase said the shit. And yo, Vice, I don't want to lie, but the nigga Showcase said the shit went drop top on them. What the fuck is it? Showcase, yo. I love Showcase. I like Showcase because this nigga's wordplay is official. The nigga said the plane went drop top on him.
Well, they lucky niggas ain't hop out. Or they lucky nobody got sucked out their damn chest.
Yeah.
As soon as that happened, the oxygen mask dropped down. You can't breathe. You got to put the mask on your face.
That's where you're wrong. No, that's where you're wrong. The oxygen mask is on the roof.
Oh, right, hold on, y'all. Hold on, real quick.
Only a part of the ceiling part came on. I don't think the whole oxygen part, because they showed
that's enough for me.
Yeah. Yo, the middle, the sunroof
Hey, yo, Sax, I think we got my boy on the line right here, B.
Okay.
My nigga. My motherfucking nigga. Philly's finest / Cali's finest. State your name, player.
Yo, there's Lotto. You know, L-O-double-T.
What up, nigga?
What up,
my nigga Lotto, man?
What it do, Pepe, man? What y'all talking about up here, B? What's going on?
Oh, all these planes going down, man.
Oh, you talking about the new planes with the moon? Talking about these convertible planes?
That's that.
This nigga Showcase talking about. A fucking plane with no top, he said.
Nah, that's that. Nigga said Grant, like purple, sour.
Nigga stacking somewhere else.
Wow. Yeah, man. You
talking about
that?
What's going on, bro?
What is that?
What's the deal, bro? What's going on with you, man? Talk to the people, man. Let everybody know what's going on.
Shit, man. I got my hands in a couple films right now. Just try to, a short documentary about my man Money Crenshaw from Detroit, basketball dude, led the state in scoring, came out here, played for Cal State Fullerton, went overseas, was MVP, and now he's making music, you know what I mean, strictly for ballers. You know what I mean? Look out for his joint dropping at the end of April. My shit, work project, the experience, should be dropping April 15th. Got a video shoot in the next 2 days. My man Taj, he just shot Swiss video and all of that. You know, I got a nice team of people out here, man. I got my hands in film and music, man, out here in this Cali weather. And, of course, you know, this good Kush don't slow nothing down either. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know what I mean?
That should help everything, huh?
That should help everything, you know what I mean?
Hell, yeah, man. My nigga Lotto, me and the nigga Lotto go way back, man. Some of y'all might have heard of him when that nigga smoked them Rockefeller boys,
back. Yeah, on some real shit though, dog. I don't know if your joint is controversial or whatnot. You know what I mean? But as to that Rockefeller situation on some G shit, for real. I mean, me and my man, we shut that whole shit down. That whole beef situation that was going on at that particular time between Rough Riders and Rockefeller, we shut all that. It came with its political consequences, you know. But that's something small to a giant. Nothing major. I'm still doing me, getting money. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, I remember when that shit came out, B. And niggas ran up to me like, yo, what the fuck, your boy? I'm like, yo, what you? I ain't even hear the joint. When I heard that shit, I said, this nigga Lotto and Fame went at it, man.
Hell yeah,
that's
man.
Powerhouse days.
That was a powerhouse days, man.
Yeah, B. My man Mel Stacks, the producer, man, he was riding with me at them days and all that, man. My nigga, my cousin.
I remember you used to always talk about that, man. Yo, Lotto and Fame to play them joints, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man.
Yo. Damn, I missed the city, dog. I ain't been to New York in like 10 years, dog.
You gotta come back. Yo, nigga, yo, lie. Tell these niggas when we went to that club in the Bronx and that night you broke your ankle and shit. Remember when you broke your ankle in the hotel?
Oh, yeah, that was some wild shit, dude.
Nigga, Lotto come to the club.
Nigga, yo, this nigga team remember to wear this shit, man. This nigga broke his ankle.
Yo, this nigga, I remember because I see this nigga Lotto, he coming in the studio, bull, nigga, limping. I'm like, yo, what happened? He said, nah, I heard this track. I was jumping. I forgot what the fuck you said. You jumped around and you fell on your shit, boom. So I'm like, yo, you go to the club, B, and your ankles are all swollen. You got to go, man. Just sit on the couch, and the nigga wide them, boy, mad bottom.
Yeah, nigga. Was fried.
Oh, nah,
yeah, I think the Curry Pool Vice.
Goddamn, that's some good shit, man. But yeah, man,
man,
I'm happy to be a part of y'all little situation, man. I'm happy to see niggas doing their thing, I mean.
For sure. My nigga Cali on be calling up, man. He should be calling up soon. You know, our nigga Cali, nigga's a wild motherfucker. Nigga's real unorganized, but to the point sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cali's a wild nigga. That's my nigga, though. Gotta love him.
Yeah, I heard that nigga voice in a minute.
Oh, you gonna hear that nigga soon. He gonna come creeping in a minute. That nigga be calling up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, we're going to get into this Lotto shit, though, man. This is one of my favorite joints right here, man. Come to Poppy.
Yes, sir.
Motherfucker. Who produced this joint? Whose joint is this?
My man Symphony, he out here. He working on my new project, man. We got a couple big records, man, like on some real shit. Like the boy that produced that record, we did this pop record for this girl in Germany.
Uh-huh.
And the video dropped, like, any day. It's like on some Matrix shit, like on some pop shit. Not really pop, but just on some Euro shit. I'm gonna just call it Euro. But yeah, man, that Euro money is good, man. That Euro money is
worth
Euro
more than a
good,
dollar.
Man. Ain't it? Ain't that the motherfucking truth?
It's worth more than the dollar. Fuck it. I'll take it.
Hey, let me tell you something. You don't want to get me started on all that shit, because I know some things. Yeah. But I'm gonna address all that on my mixtape that's dropping the 15th, you know what I mean?
Yeah, let's get into this Lotto joint. Nobody gonna know where we stay posted. New Talk City Radio.
What you are about to listen to is pure, uncut opium music. Come poppy.
This is straight out the stomach of music itself. You see, I spit soul food, so baby, loosen your belt. I don't complain about the cause, I just use what I'm dealt. I'm out to give these rappers hell without Lucifer's help. You see, it started with a thought. I'm retarded with the art. These rappers ain't sick, they're just artists with the cost. And I'm the dopest on the planet, as potent as my cannabis. I'm smoking, and my eyes won't open, cause they slanted. I'm about to take over, I hope they understand it. When they understand it, watch them get emotional and panic. My rhymes is like hooks, I throw it, I'ma land it. You're not in my focus, hocus pocus, nigga, vanish. I scream Philly, so you know where I'm from. Just find a vein for me to run. I'm as dope as they come.
I am Lotto.
Just let the name roll off the tongue. Who you know can burn a hole in your gum? Nigga, the one.
Come to Poppy.
I know it's good. Knock, knock, rent's due. Baby, this is my house. Crack music, alert Amy Winehouse. I'm quite sure she would love to take a hit of this. I'm passing out samplers, now watch me give them fits. I speedball on the beat, so when it reach y'all, it's dope enough to kill a police dog. Expect nothing but flames from the kid. I'm explosive on track like the train in Madrid. They think that I've been hiding in the cut, but I'm grinding. I'm waiting for the Maserati truck. It's a semi-spitter, hemi-sipper, plus a Chiba Sparker. I'm addicted to the Mary Jane like Peter Parker. You thought that you was keeping up, apparently we lost ya. My life is written, I'ma spit it till I meet the author. I'm in the kitchen, got them itching for my next bet. So nod your head and see your next step.
Tell me it's good. It's the industry dope man.
I'm taking orders now. Cause all that shit that y'all been listening to is watered down. You know the routine, I'm looking for some new fiends. I'm kicking ass, I got shit on my shoestring. I need green in my blue jeans, so I serve mean 16. That'll make your crew lean. You need some lotto in your life, it will give you wings. It will blow your mind to smithereens. Ask your favorite rapper, he know. I'm Tapatio. But I do not carry the average rapper's ego. The black Pacino, I'm not an actor though. I'm stacking C notes, I gotta let the swagger show. These dudes think that I'm a pain in the ass, cause I'm on the inside, watching them bang on the glass. I pay a visit to your strip, throw you some hits, and after you take a whiff, take a sniff at my shit. Hey,
Relly All-Star in the building. Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is popping? Far Rock in the building, let's get it.
Shout out to Far Rock, man. That nigga Mel Stacks, B. Hey, yo, man, it's your lot.
Yo.
Yeah, my nigga. Hey, your lot, real quick, man. I want you to break it down. I mean, for a lot of people who don't know the situation that happened back then. With, I mean, it's an old situation. The beef is done over, and probably niggas have moved on from the shit. But for the niggas who don't know, because I kind of want to get into that classic freestyle shit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? For old time's sake. A lot of niggas is like, yo, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? Niggas is hitting me on the Facebook like, yo, what track is that? I never heard that.
All right, so, basically it was an act of loyalty. You know what I mean?
Right.
I guess while Kiss was working on his first album, you know, Rockefeller put a plan together to sick Siegel on Kiss to kind of throw him off. You know what I mean? It was all love at first. You know what I mean? I was in Philly. I was at a Bleak album release party. You know what I mean? And I heard Siegel get on stage. I mean, and he started going at Kiss. Now, all right, that's cool. But first of all, he going at Kiss in my city, right? So all right. I get on. This is when the two way pop was, the two ways was popping. You know what I mean? I hit him up like, yo, listen. I mean, Siegel is going at Kiss right now. I don't know if you know, they thought I was bullshit. You know what I mean? So later that weekend, I take a trip up to the city. I'm in Sony. You know what I mean? Swiss pulled me into the room. He was like, yo, listen to this. It was Siegel off of Put Your Hands Up. Nah, fuck that. Put Your Hands Down. It was him, and he went in on Kiss. You know what I mean? Like, he went in, like, all the way in. Like, you know what I mean? You still living in the basement of your mother house. All this. Nigga. Now, I'm a rap fanatic, so flow-wise and rap-wise, I loved it. You know what I mean? I love to see that beef shit. You know what I mean? But I'm with Rough Rider, so it was kind of a conflict of interest. You know what I mean? So, right. Time go on, like a week pass, you know, this beef is heating up, the airwaves, niggas is fooling over it. You know what I mean? So, weeks pass, and then one day I'm in New York, and I hear my nigga, Freeway, which is my nigga, you know what I mean? I hear Freeway, Petey, Chris, Neef, Oskino, Sparks, the standards on Hot 97 for that infamous freestyle where they took over this to New York for maybe three, four hours. You know what I mean?
Well,
they were going buck. You know what I mean? So that happened, you know. Now, mind you, they're in New York. So technically, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't really my problem in Philly. You know what I mean? But it is my problem. You know what I mean? I'm in Philly, niggas like, yo, them niggas going there kissing them. You know what I mean? It just became a weird situation in Philly, not in New York. In New York, I was always good. You know what I mean? But
right,
in Philly,
right.
It just became like niggas was forcing my hand. Like, damn, you going to let – it was peer pressure. You know what I mean? You going to let these niggas go at your folks like that? Like, yo, you rough out of Philadelphia. What's popping? You know what I mean? What's good? So me and my man Fane take a trip up to the city. We going to Power House. K-Slay was doing a Rough Rider Response compilation mixtape. You know what I mean? So we get in. Now, mind you, I'm in Philly, so I know shit. I know these niggas. I know C's. I know niggas. I know niggas' personal backgrounds and all that. Like, I know little situations about niggas. You know what I mean? Because I fucks with real niggas. I'm a real nigga. You know what I mean? C's real bro, apparently. I don't know. You know, I don't know him like that, but I just know. I'm deep in the street, so I know what's up. I get word from the pen what's popping, what's good. You know what I mean? So I go in the booth. You know what I mean? One thing led to another. I wound up dropping this verse that was fucking incredible. Fame got on there, and my man Fame exposed the situation on this track. The track was so real. The track was so real that, like, it was deeper than rap. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like it was just a flow thing. It was like, pussy, I'm going to pull your car since you playing Big Willie. And you know what it really came down to, dog, on some real shit? I don't know if you remember Kima from Brooklyn. She was on the camera.
Yeah, Kima the chick.
All right. Yeah, so then one day we was chopping it up, and she asked me a dead serious question. I kind of got offended. She said, Lot, is it true that Beanie really be terrorizing Philadelphia like that, like he got it on Smack? I took offense to that. I mean, that means that when word gets back to New York, it's the Broad Street Bully is running around doing his thing, terrorizing niggas, got shit on Smash and all. But in Philly, it wasn't really like that. You know what I mean? There's a huge separation between North Philly and South Philly. Huge separation.
Yeah,
there's been a geographical war since before I was born. That's just a geographical thing. North Philly and South Philly really didn't click. You know what I mean? So I put all that in on track. Anyway, to sum it up in a nutshell, right? I mean, K-Slay make it the number one track on a compilation. If the mixtape come on with that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If YouTube was popping, if the internet was popping the way it is now, I'd be Hov for that.
Bugs.
You know what I mean?
Bugs. Straight up. Shit. That shit was mean.
That shit was mean.
I'm
that's
not
like
that
one
shit
of the, that's like one of the
you,
most. Yo, on some G shit, though, not like, I ain't even trying to toot my own horn. Like, I'm hot. Like, I'm a beast when it comes to that rap thing. But if I just break down, like, all of the top battles that happened in the course of hip-hop, of niggas shutting down niggas' careers and niggas shutting niggas down, like, that's one of the top underrated joints in the history because it actually squashed the beef. And like I said, it came with political consequences. You know what I mean? Niggas made my name bad in the city, not with real niggas on the streets, but with them label folks. You know what I mean? I became a serious red flag. I became a problem. You know what I mean? Plus, I used to come up to New York, you know what I mean? 30 niggas, all Hot Wheels. You know, I had my own squad of niggas, my own goons, my own niggas getting money. So it got to a point where it was so political, dog, like I stopped feeling safe in New York. Whereas though every time I came up there, you know what I mean, it was, yo, who these niggas? Yo, y'all know these niggas? Because I don't know these niggas. Like, it was on some shit, you know what I mean? I just felt like we got the bad end of that stick for, first of all, squashing the beef to allow Kiss the freedom to work on his album,
make his music.
You know what I mean? Without the distraction, I mean, we wind up getting the short end of the stick. You know what I mean? But on some real shit, that's like hands down one of the illest diss records of all time. Like, I put it in the top 25. I put that shit in the top 10 on some G shit.
Yeah, that is definitely,
you know what I mean?
Top 10.
Shit got exposed. Niggas got exposed. And see, my man, he exposed a situation that, due to the timing of things, just wasn't a good thing to expose at that particular time. You know what I mean? So it kind of put us in an awkward situation where, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's a rap battle, but the contents of what we said on that record, that was some street shit. That was real shit that had happened. Like, you know what I mean? So it put us in an awkward situation. It set me back a couple years. You know what I mean? But I'm out here in Cali, you know. I ain't going to say nothing's behind me. Like, bygones is bygones. You know, shit happened. Whatever. I'm a beast. I do music naturally, so it ain't going to deter me from doing what the fuck I got to do. You know what I mean?
Yo, you know what's crazy? Vice Showcase. that I didn't know Lotto when that joint came out. Like, I heard of him and shit, you know what I'm saying? I haven't, when I went up to Powerhouse, like, I haven't, you know, seen him. I guess he wasn't there yet or whatever. We used to just not bump into each other. But I met this nigga, like, shortly after that. And I'm like, this nigga Lotto, we met. I think, I don't know if you remember, Lotto, when you was in the conference room, he was knocked out, and I think I was rapping over some track. You came out, and he was like, yo, what happened? We all sat there, we exchanged bars, and we just chilled. We started talking, we started building me a Lotto. Y'all started saying to Tank, my nigga Tank, I'm telling Tank, yo, this is the same nigga that smoked them Philly niggas, be this cool ass nigga right here. Like, you wouldn't expect this shit coming from a nigga like Lotto, yo, if you know him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yo, this nigga's wild fucking cool. This nigga, this is the last nigga you want to get on your bad side, son.
Yeah.
This nigga
and,
done went
and like, smoked my whole situation with the Rough Riders, dog, on some real shit, like, my whole situation with the Rough Riders, like, if anything I could say, I don't regret anything I've done. You know what I'm saying? Like, that whole situation was a blessing. You know what I mean? I got to chill with niggas. I got to build. Like, still to this day, dog, if I swear to God, TDI, and when I see niggas like Kiss and Styles and Swift, it's all love. It's back in those days. You know what I'm saying? But they also keep in the back of their mind what I come with. Like, yeah, I'm a cool-ass nigga. You know what I mean? Like, I'm chill, easygoing dude. You know what I mean? I don't think with my emotions. I don't act on my emotions. You know what I mean? I'm a thinking man. You know what I mean? But I just felt like I was taking advantage of on the strength of that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, on some G shit, like, I mean, I don't know if I could speak my mind on your joint, but on some G shit.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want, baby.
On some G shit, after we did that Rockefeller diss, from a business perspective, it would have been only right for Double R to push us out immediately. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Our buzz was fucking incredible. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was such a hassle. It was such a, it came with so much other shit. It would have meant on site type beef. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't think,
yeah,
you know,
it was. That should have been.
Riders,
yeah.
You know, niggas be talking that shit, but, you know what I mean? Like, when it comes to on site beef, like, you know what I mean? When it's on site, it's on site. You know what I mean? And I ain't gonna fuck up nobody's business. Nobody, you know what I mean? Because like I said, it got to a point where I didn't feel safe up there. So my demeanor had changed, like, a lot. You know what I mean? So it was, I remember one time, on some real shit, me and Cass was laying a record. You know what I mean? It was me, Cass, and Swiss. We had laid this freestyle. You know what I mean? And Cass took a shot at the Rock. Now, this was before I took my shot at the Rock. This is right after Cass and Free got into their battle. You know what I mean? That infamous battle that launched him into stardom. So we, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we say. And Irv Gotti walked right into our session, stops everything. Now, this is what let me know. This is what let me know what power was. Like, when somebody who has nothing to do with what you're doing can walk in and say, yo, shut this shit down, and have meetings about that shit. I mean, like, that's the type of shit it was. Like, Irv Gotti walked in our session, stopped our whole session, sat everybody down, and was like, yo, listen, do not do that. Like, do not go at the Rock. Like, we were warned. Like, y'all niggas, it was almost as if to say, yo, on some real shit, y'all niggas is too hot. Like, y'all can actually rap. We don't need that problem right now. So it was kind of like pushed under, like, they kind of pushed us under the rug. And I ain't want to kiss ass. No, I'm not a kiss ass type of dude. I don't suck dick. I ain't that type of dude, so I bounced. You know what I mean? And that's how it was. Cash wound up doing his thing with Swiss and all of that good shit. But still, to this day, because I swear to God, I don't regret nothing, man. I'd do it again, actually. Yeah, man.
That's a learning experience, bro.
There is no enemy no more, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it was a blessing in disguise, kind of. You know what I mean?
I want to let niggas hear that. Yo, Vice, where you at, bro?
Right here. I ain't going nowhere.
Vice, where's Showcase go?
Right here. I'm listening.
Nothing,
I think
I've
never
heard that track before. I think Vice. You heard it before?
Oh, no, I
gotta hear it. I think I heard the track before, but I didn't hear the story behind it. So I'm just intrigued. It's a good story.
Yeah, all right, well, let me play the joint now, man. Nobody go nowhere. Let me play this joint real quick, man. Let me refresh your memory, B. Simple-ish.
Please, though.
It's on. Rock up here. Ice. Jay. Yo, back there.
Well,
listen,
well, well.
Double R, it's back on. We back, baby. You niggas thought it was over.
Yeah.
Fuck all that cool shit. I'm not that cool. Somebody's gotta keep running this bitch. Bitch ass niggas down. I know you feel me, man. I know you feel me. Okay, you niggas really going through this.
You gon' be hungry, pretty boy, lie, You double R, I ain't with all that shit, I'm still with this shit. I know Philly been waiting for a response from the ball. But these niggas never dealt with a monster before. Lately all we heard about was how the Rock was chilling. Whole weather making comebacks when Pac was living. I got some pigeons, so come and get them. When I see seeds, I'ma put something in them. And whoever running with them, man, you cowards ain't holding nothing. Stop worrying about kissing, go gold or something. About to really make me hurt you, Mac. Spitting greasy shit, and you living like a hurtful cat. I hate you, hate the news, and I hate your mom. Your nickname was Dookie of Slayton Farm. We can make this a North War versus the South. I got some hungry niggas lurking about, spitting direct. It's no ill subliminal message. No. Fuck you and whoever's on criminal record. I gotta take a dick. Just wanna make it clear. You ain't no threat. You the bitch with some facial hair. And I will put the beam on the floor and rock you if you feeling like Beanie Shakur. Okay. But you feeling like Larry Holmes. And these Philly streets let your movie speak if you feeling like Aaron Jones. Tell your artists better duck with a gun spit. What don't come down north with the dumb shit? You fuck around and get clapped in your crib. After that, feel me coming back in your crib. Butt rape your wife, snatching your kids. We don't give a fuck about you, that's what it is. Yeah, so vicious, y'all some cold bitches. No Philly got the gun game, so vicious.
Man, fuck these bitch ass niggas, man. Fuck Beanie, you know what the fuck it is. You know what the fuck it is. Prince, you know what the fuck it is. It's hard out with Oskino, y'all been knew what the fuck it is. Deep Collin, y'all know what the fuck is up. It's whatever with you niggas. Fuck talking, it's do not dick ride when we come to Philly.
Don't
bust your fucking gun. Bust your gun. Man, fuck all that, man. Fuck the speculation, talk over. Dig this. Ain't no witnesses, I'm a spark holder. BT, you easy to murk. Only reason why you signed to the Rock, cause you easy to jerk. Fuck Beanie, I'm a straight digger. And had New York looking at me like I dropped both of the trade centers. When you see me, nigga, pulling shoes, you bad hope that Rock will wear hoodie shit coming bulletproof. You wanna be a dickhead, now you ass out. You gotta get strapped down and take the trash out. I don't care how many bodies you catch. When I see you, you gon' be the body I catch. You said a movie about the JBM, but you was never in the JBM. Plus they made you change it to the ABM. And you know I fucked your baby mom. You said my dick was a Desert Eagle, yours was a baby nine. I'ma show you what it's all about. Fire nines plus throw a fire bomb in your mother house. If you this bricklaying boy making street change, why you try to get chance to take bleak change? When I squeeze, come on, dog, I never miss. Nigga, you was dead when shit jumped off of Pegasus. When we fired all them shots in your man, and all you did was haul ass. We gon' hop in that van. Now go ahead and say my fucking name. Ain't no apologizing. This time you dying at the Rutgers game. We would've been put shots in your rocker wear. Only time you niggas come outside when the cops was there. How you think you ride on the street? You that fool getting fucked by Robinson D.
Robinson D? What the fuck? Yo, y'all niggas done made it political.
It's whatever, man.
It's whatever. I'm not even on that.
Fuck all that,
fuck
man.
Fuck this rat.
You know what we
it's
do,
bigger
nigga.
Than verbal, nigga. You know what it is. You know what it is. Don't come
my
down north with that dumb shit.
And my niggas on. Ain't home. Straight and whack.
Niggas
up,
on
man.
Your
going
head.
On these niggas. It's geographical.
While you getting on in your Bentley,
you niggas
I'm
ain't
a spit
no
the Sean till it's empty.
Y'all ain't free, nobody.
Yeah.
You niggas is merciful.
Yeah, yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Yo,
wow.
my nigga.
Yo.
I ain't no fucking baloney smoker, son. Nothing, nigga. I remember that track, son.
Yo,
that was my nigga. Yo, my nigga. I used to stay listening to that shit on my fucking CD player, nigga.
Yo, listen. Yo, I remember you.
Put that shit on fucking repeat, son. That's worth to my kids, my nigga. Yeah, I used to put that shit on repeat, nigga, from fucking Prospect to 28th Street, son. That's what I was listening to, son. Yo, yo, that shit is mean right there, son. That was my
yes, sir.
Yeah, we're taking it.
That's why I told you, that you know, I got to hear it, my nigga. You know what I mean? I ain't going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember. And I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I'm saying, like yo, on some G shit, if, like, had World Star been popping back then,
it would have been a rap.
Like, this would have been an ongoing, like, I'm telling you, I think it would have been worse. Like, I think, because, like, what y'all don't know, and, like, the niggas in New York, what niggas don't know is that back home, nigga, it was on site. After I laid that, nigga, you know how many conversations I got into it? Like, it, and it wasn't like niggas was scared. I mean, I just couldn't go clubbing. I mean, I could, but I knew when I go clubbing, it was going to pop off. So, I mean, shit popped off. So I think if Worldstar was relevant and YouTube was relevant and shit was...
Y'all niggas would have had that shit on lock, dog.
I mean, on some real shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Your nigga
Calion
should
I
be
mean,
calling up, man.
Golly.
They about
no.
to be on the line in a minute.
Yeah, let me know so I can hang up. So I don't want to go to hang up with a headache.
Shit. I don't know, man. I don't know where the fuck Cali go. Where's Fax at, man?
Oh, man.
He's over there having a conversation with his dog. Talking about the Dougie and shit.
The Dougie teach me how to get it. He's actually trying to Dougie and all that shit, man. That's why we ain't really giving... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was the shit.
Y'all, let me get into this joint real quick with my mixtape, man. I got to let a lot hit this joint right here.
Nah. No, don't do it.
I got to do it, B.
No.
I got to do it. I got to let it go, man.
Let it go.
About that time, TDI's coming up the fucking cage, man. Sick of you niggas. Here we go.
Fuck you and the shows that you probably joined. People saying otherwise, cause they probably bored. So what, you got muscles? Get a Charlie horse. My heater make you flip, bitch boy. You Charlie Ward. Bust a ratchet, dump it, give me another one. Like bitches, I don't chase them, I'll replace them with another one. We miss Aaliyah. Can you give us another one? I'll give God whatever. Him give us another one. Sucker shit, we don't play those. I put a nickel in them. Treat them like change in the payphone. Damn rappers selling records, that's robbery. Hard work over here. These niggas, they bother me. Besides the fact that my bars is mean, I'm on the strip moving that Rondo and ounces of that Charlie Sheen. Listen here, I got a monster team. It's whatever for that green. I pull that lever like slot machines. Let a nigga try crashing me. I tell a nigga, fuck wrong with you, and you better answer me. Try stopping TDI, that's blasphemy. A true core comedy, I'll turn to a catastrophe. You wanna live life, play it in the dumb way. Make sure you get crushed like doors on the subway. I'm on a fast lane, not typical. I'm a good book without the last page. I don't like the sound of you strangers. Little bitty tough guys, no amount of no danger. Reach for my hip, push the button like a pager. Feeling like a champion, well down goes crazier. You can catch me where it started at. Tell you be the project on longer by the laundromat. Politics is the way, we talking where the smuts be at. This is how we tell your little shorty where the party at. Huh?
Hey, little mama, I got some of that Bon Jovi. You know me, how you flying in the head like you're living on Bird Isle. We on the corner serving that rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll. Posted on the corner with that rock and roll, rock and roll. Hey, little mama, have you ever took a hit of Mick Jagger? Yeah, I bet it will flash ya. Now take a hit of this rock.
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase in the place to be. New Talk City Radio, this is where it all goes down.
That's the type of shit I'm on. Yeah. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, nigga. I got to send you over my joint, dog, for my joint so you can pump my joint, B. Yeah, yo, my nigga, I told you, send me everything you need me on, everything you need me to hear, I'm ready, man. Yeah.
I'm ready to snap the fucking head off somebody's wrist.
Nigga, that's what I'm talking. That's why I miss y'all niggas, man. I swear to God, I'm coming over there, dog, like mid-May, middle of May.
Oh, that's what's up, man. For sure, we got a link, man. Where nigga Cali at?
Yeah. Right
here,
I'm in North Hollywood, man. I'm where that shit is popping at.
Cali right here, man. What's
goody? Hey, Lotto, they go Cali on.
Scream at me, Lotto.
What the fuck is the deal, nigga?
What is doing, nigga? What's shaking with you, man?
You know, Lotto. Man, getting this bread out here. So I think you gotta come out here and visit me, man. I'll show y'all some good time, man. I know some folks, man. You know what I mean? Have a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm on route.
Y'all gotta come out here, man. All our weekend just passed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm on route, homie. You bet your life on it.
Fuck you been up to, dog. I ain't heard your voice in a decade, my nigga.
It might have been a decade. That's me, sir, for a minute, homie. I've been running around these streets. Yeah, I'm back a little crazy a little bit, but I'm chill. I'm cooling out, though. I'm cooling out right now, you know?
Well, you got a good trip, man.
Yeah, so we that verse, I don't even want to. Oh man, this is all bad. Let go. Let's put it together, fam. Let's put it together, homie. It's time. It's time to show it.
I'm about to send that mail, man. I'm checking my mailbox every 10 minutes.
Oh yeah, he laid that. I know he laid that already.
Hey, yo, my boy, right? I got gunshots and sirens in my shit. B, I'm just putting the thing, you know, making sure my shit sound.
Yeah. Gunshots and sirens. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, my shit is like, I mean, that shit gotta be epic. That shit gotta be movie like, man. Cause niggas gonna be, niggas' life is like a movie, man. It sucks, but, you know what I mean, niggas die to be real niggas. Niggas try to be real niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My motto is to try is to fail. That's why they all fail.
Yeah, because they tried, huh?
You already lost. Try again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
losing
get it done,
though. My joint.
Yeah, we've been losing too long, nigga. You got to be there before you get up. I'm up now. Let's try to do it.
Yo, Cali, your man Vice is on the line.
Oh, my Vice Grips was goody.
What up?
What's vibing with you, homie? Where's Showcase? Where's Show at?
I'm here.
Yeah, my boy, what's shaking with you?
Ain't nothing, kid. Enjoying the show, kid. I'm enjoying the show right now.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. Rock and roll.
Hey, yo.
A lot of you gotta send that number in on the DM or something. Yeah, you know I mean? We gonna figure it out until you get it to me. Yo, listen,
hell yeah,
man.
No doubt. Hell yeah.
Listen,
hell
man.
Yeah.
What part of Cali you at?
I'm in North Hollywood. They turning this into. I mean, I'm right down the street from Hollywood. I'm 10 minutes from Pasadena. 20 minutes from LA. Yeah, man. This shit crazy out here, though, dog. On some real shit. This shit is surreal. It's on some other shit out here.
Yeah, I know. I had a couple of homies out there, too. They dead serious.
Yeah, like when I first got out here, you know what I mean, I went to Hawthorne, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the hood shit is hood shit, you know what I mean? Like, hood shit is hood shit. Hood everywhere. But out here, niggas got lawns and shit, and...
They got space and all that. They got their private hood, their little own little space.
Yeah.
Like, listen, homie, don't come from my driveway. Don't come from my
space,
driveway,
you know what I mean? Niggas is packed on top of niggas back home, you know what I mean? That ain't like shit out here though. But the funny shit about out here is that you be seeing real ass celebrities with no bodyguards and shit. The shit is funny as shit to me. Like, I'm seeing fucking Jessica Alba in the motherfucking market. I see what's the bitch from Kill Bill? Uma Thurman. And when I'm working out,
I see her the other day. That's crazy. She look weird, B.
Yeah, she a weird looking motherfucker. I see George Clooney running up mountains and shit. I mean, like, niggas is funny out here, B.
They comfortable.
George Clooney
running up a mountain.
Niggas is wild, B. I'm trying to grow my George Clooney right now as we speak.
Yeah, I gotta get into this joint real quick, man. We're gonna come right back. Nobody go nowhere, man. Let's get into this Jim Jones joint. Perfect day. That's what it seems like today is, B. Let's do it.
Suwu.
Mother looking at the stars all night. Now I'm thinking I cannot get away. And I've been running in the streets all day. And I've been looking at the stars all night. It got me thinking, how can I get away? It got me thinking about a perfect day. And I can tell you something we both know. We can hustle, but the streets get cold. And I've been thinking, how can I get away? It got me thinking about a perfect day. She got the babysitter watching the kids. She getting sexy in a hero day. She gonna party all her troubles away. She must be thinking about a perfect day.
Anywhere in the world, but we right here. We gon' be right here. But it's perfect day. Got me thinking about a perfect day.
My perfect day, no work today. Got me thinking about the breeze where the sun get hot on the water where the surface play. Nah, no turf today, told my man throw his work away. I got a foolproof plan, make a couple of mail, and I think it's gonna work today. Hey.
And I can tell you something we both know. We can hustle, but the streets get cold. And I've been thinking, how can I get away? It got me thinking about a perfect day. She got the babysitter watching the kids. She getting sexy in a hero day. She gonna party all her troubles away. She must be thinking about a perfect day.
Anywhere in the world, but we right here. We gon' be right here. But it's perfect day. Got me thinking about a perfect day.
No gunshots, no cash. No sirens flash. No D's, no police, no handcuffs, no whips, no lash. We drunk, no crash. Twisted up, no passes. No sticks, no stamps, no C's. We blowing the finest grass.
And I've been running in the streets all day. And I've been looking at the stars all night. It got me thinking, how can I get away? It got me thinking about a perfect day. And I can tell you something we both know. We can hustle, but the streets get cold. And I've been thinking, how can I get away? It got me thinking about a perfect day. She got the babysitter watching the kids. She getting sexy in a hero day. She gonna party all her troubles away. She must be thinking about a perfect day.
Type of shit we own. We talk to the radio, man. We got Kelly on in the building, the boy Lotto, DJ Showcase Vice. Well, I don't know where the fuck Mel Stacks went, man, but he was
I'm in the building, man. Y'all only shouting out the Bronx people, though, right now, man. So
no, it's easy. Come on, Stacks, stop it. Cut it off. Cut it off.
That's what,
yo, that joint was hard. Well, I heard some new shit off his album, too, with Prodigy and Lloyd Banks, man. Crazy. I know that's the queen.
All right, look, man.
What?
That shit crazy. Talk about, we only shout out the Bronx niggas, so here you go, man.
New Talk City Radio with the frack is popping. It's your boy, Relly All-Star. Far Rock is in the building all day. Hamels, what up?
All right, it is.
Yeah.
Nope.
Go back up.
Yo, B.
No, you need to talk to me to talk to that.
He's over there hollering at his dog and shit.
Yo, that's crazy, wild, man. Yo, what the fuck? The nigga Stacks bounced again, man. This nigga's wild.
Yo, Lotto, what's up with Fame?
Hey, what's up with Fame, though? Hey, let me tell you something, dog. I just heard some shit from Fame.
That boy get busy.
Yo, look. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you the schedule for this year. I'm gonna tell you the whole little takeover. And I'm saying this because I got some people that's gonna be back and heavy. Look,
yeah.
My project dropped. Work, right? It's called Work with a pound sign in front of it, like if this is a topic. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Work. Then I'm dropping Play with a pound sign in front of it. Then I'm dropping the Lotto and Fame project. This Lotto and Fame. Hey, let me tell you something. Yo, I got a track with Travis McCoy. That's the dude from Gym Class Heroes.
Yeah.
Tiger Cousin and all that good shit. Yo, I got, yo, the shit is going to be fucking incredible. I just linked back up with Swiss. I mean, I seen Swiss be out here now, heavy. I mean,
yeah.
I was with Cross. So, I mean, the shit is looking, this is going to be a beautiful year for us, my nigga. Like, real rap. Like,
yeah. Yeah, my son Grimace. Shout out to my man Crow. Did that sound like right? Because my son Lotto, my son Fade was quiet. You couldn't stop that
I'm
nigga from rapping me. That when he started going, you just, you know what? Just let him get his 1,000 then. Just go ahead. Yeah, Fade, give me 1,000. Wait on you, bro. Real talk. You know
matter of fact, I'm going to have Fade call up here, dog.
Yeah, you need to.
Yeah, I'm going to have that nigga call up here. I'm going to see what's up. You know that nigga ripping and running. Handling
yeah.
some things, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, then we need to get up. Me and me to get up there. Oh, man. Come on.
That nigga famous still in Philly, right?
Fucking beautiful.
I need to scream at the fool. Man, listen. He in Philly still, right?
Yeah, he in Philly. He had
okay.
to have, handle a couple little things, you know what I mean? But
yo,
he good. He running around. He doing really good, actually.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now you ain't speaking to your man.
Who? Mel Stacks, man. You there, man?
Yeah, man. I cut my phone off and everything, man. That's my story.
We here, man.
I'm back in the stuff, man. I don't know what's going on, man.
Yo, hold on real quick.
I don't get no love, man.
Yeah,
it's all rap
great. Yeah, man. Poodle over there. Stop playing with your poodle.
Yo, you play with poodles, fam?
Yeah, playing 2K right now. Playing 2K11
right now,
man.
This thing's crazy.
Hey, yo, send that invite if I can smash your lights out, nigga.
I'm about to smash my son Chuck Chill out real quick, man.
Yo, look, TDI2K8, man. Holler at your boy. TDI2K8.
Yeah.
Send that invite immediately.
Yo,
I can smash your lights out.
Mel Stacks Fall Rock. You already know.
Yo, Lotto, you supposed to be a big cast lately? So much of Mick Cassidy.
You said, hold on. You stepped out for a second.
Oh, you stepped out for a second. Yo, what's it be?
Nah.
Oh, man. I'm on my way back right now as we speak. You heard?
Yeah, what happened? Why you didn't show up to the studio, bro? You didn't show up to your party?
Well,
nah,
I had a Friday, man.
Did.
When did you call me?
Today.
When did you call me?
Yeah, definitely did. Yeah,
man.
I missed that one.
Call back, son?
Yeah, his other producers in there, man. He ain't called me.
Nah. Yo, Stack, stop playing, man. Yo, you better get off that queen shit.
Nah,
bro.
I'm sorry, man.
Yo, you ain't
called me
or
nothing,
son.
Yeah,
yo, you know what I'm saying? You
should
have called me,
my nigga.
Yo, hey, yo, Vice, that's my word. The nigga Cali, you know when a girl don't want to see you, son? Like when a girl don't want to see you, she start ignoring your text and all that?
Yeah,
I'll check
yeah,
them on Twitter. Nigga, they want to respond. God, I thought
good boy, hey, why you
crying? I think he paid you back, son.
I'm
not going to his party and not eating 110 pounds of lobster, but that's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, don't worry about Oh,
yeah.
I'm about to have a,
I can't
about to
eat
throw another
fish,
joint.
That's number one.
I'm about to throw another joint, right. too.
Right. I got a Mel Stacks joint here I've been sitting on for a few years. I think I'm gonna have to lace that shit, man.
Yo, Stacks, yo, listen. We ain't messing with TDI. Send me mad joint.
Nigga just jumped in front of the line. Hey, yo, I'm gonna shut this nigga mic off, yo. Shut this nigga mic off, man. Mute him. Put him on mute. Hey, yo, we gonna get into this joint, man, while Lotto come back, man. Nobody go nowhere. New Talk City Radio. We in the building. Shout out to everybody listening, man. Shout out to everybody on the Facebook chat, on the Twitter. My nigga Jay Orange, what up? Another producer. Charlie, what up, man? Let's do this. This is for Vice right here, man. I know Vice is feeling real WrestleMania-ish, so we're going to do this for this dude right here.
Can you dig it,
yo.
Sucker?
Season's coming up, but I will never change, and I'm on belong on so many different styles. Cause I go both hits and a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully relaxed, barack. I try a teardrop over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Look on my jacket and hat, slow down to earth, slow down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. Screaming till they hear you out.
WrestleMania right now?
Hell yeah, I'm watching this right now. What the fuck are you talking about, nigga?
So you agree with Snooki's moves, huh?
Hell yeah. That cooker was awesome, son.
The little leprechaun, that you fucking Jersey Strip hooch.
Nah, that cooker was awesome, son.
The what?
The Koopa was awesome.
Yeah, I lost all respect for WWF after that one.
Nigga still said WWF. Wow.
It's WWE, nigga.
With WWE, whatever, World Wrestling Federation, whatever you want to call it, I lost all respect for it because who in their right mind is going to believe a 2-foot leprechaun is going to do all these crazy moves? Come on, man.
She did it.
Now, you obviously watched it, though, nigga. It's an old front.
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube. And on YouTube, and one of the things said the funniest shit I ever seen. And that's how I seen it. This little ass munchkin. The lollipop kid.
Nigga. Yeah, I do entertain, right?
The lollipop kid. No, it made me laugh, yeah. It made me laugh. All
right, well, anyway, we over that, John. Everything is motherfucking basketball and baseball now.
Yeah, I'm motherfucking in the games in a row.
There you go.
Right, TGI? Boston won 3 games in a row?
Boston is
7-3. I'm about to start shutting niggas the fuck. Well, from now on, any nigga diss my team is getting sent out the door.
But what are you looking at? See, why are you getting... Let me ask you, TGI. Hang on. TGI. Didn't you just say that he's done with that? You just said that it's done with that. It's on to basketball and baseball. So the very first thing that came out of everybody's mouth is Boston is 0-3, and then you get offended and you want to hang up on everybody.
You know why? Because I'm like the fucking little kid who like was a sore loser, nigga. I can't lose.
I hope right now the Orioles shut you down.
Yeah, my nigga, you know what? We're going to get into showcase song right here, B.
Oh, God.
This is a show. This is a song this nigga like to hear every time we about to leave, B.
Supposedly with that bullshit homo Selena bullshit. You see, that's the only thing you can play. That's the only thing you can play. You start with me or whatever. Because Boston is 0-3 with Lackey's big ass and fucking Rocky's stupid ass back. 0-3. 0-3. They got the worst record in the MLB right now. They're the only team without a win.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And not only without a win, they got spanked.
Hey, yo, this is a wild
thing going on. I got that thing going on right now, bro.
If you're going to get upset because of that, kid.
What can we start, kid? I'm sorry, kid. I'm sorry, something.
Yo, hello? Yo.
What up, kid? Yo.
Is anybody going to discuss Kemba Walker or any of the above, UConn Butler?
Kemba Walker, BX, what up?
I'm about to watch Kemba go for 38 right now.
Yolanda, who you got? You be watching the college, right? You just mentioned Walker.
Yeah, definitely. Who I got in this game?
Yeah.
Of course I would go with UConn, but... Butler reminds me of like the Spurs and like the Patriots in football. They like they're good fucking team. They like a baby Duke on their own team. So I don't know. I know Kemba Walker and Jeremy Lamb gonna cook these niggas, but who knows what these Butler niggas gonna do?
I got UConn all day, huh? My
niggas run plays, dog. These niggas play basketball. They play fundamental basketball. Fundamental basketball will be the superstar every time.
Yeah.
Very true. My fucking nigga. Fundamental anything yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they? That's sound tight, man.
Yo, Lotto, I had your big cast of the hood.
When?
About like last year, something like that. I got up with your bitch. Screamed at me, came right to my hood, and the X is all of the ghost tail. Crazy. Him and your man Nico.
Yeah.
Hello, nigga. Nico is wild, man.
Yeah, that nigga's wild.
That nigga over here.
What's up
fine.
With Cass, man? What's up with that nigga? He good?
I don't know. I speak to him like a year, though. You know how that go.
Yeah, you know how that go, dog.
Yeah.
Cass, my nigga, man. I ain't got no shit about Cass. Man.
Yeah, me neither. I fucked with him. He came to the hood. Fuck with the boy. That's what's up. Yeah, baby. I ain't see it coming. He came right to the hood. I seen him in Sin City, matter of fact. He was in Ben Biddy. I seen him. We stepped to the side. We was chopping it up, exchanged numbers. He came right through. Came through, scooped me. He's all on 240 and all that. He broke out. Just kicking
it. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Exactly. You got enough time or what?
I'm going to fuck with you, man.
Yeah, I'm running around ragged. It's ugly right now, but you just did my B-day. Oh, man, it's ugly.
Hold on. Vice, what you talking about, Vice?
You still got enough time, or we about to end it?
About to roll out in a few hours. What's up? You got something to say, kid?
No, I'm going to get into that last joint.
Oh, yeah, we're going to roll out with that joint.
Yo.
Nope.
Yo.
Yo,
what up? I just want to say on some G shit, I'm a fan of y'all show, dog. Like, I ain't never listened to it before today, but as of today, I'm a fan. So, y'all need to get
my brother.
Money with me. Yeah, man?
Thank you.
You know what?
Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate that, man.
All love, man.
Hey, too. Let me know my phone. I went there last week to say something.
You gotta thank my boys for that, man. Need a fight.
Queens, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out to Queens.
Yo, T. Let me hear that. Let me hear that joint, T.
What joint?
I'm Loaded. One Time Before I Go. I've been trying to get you to play that song for like 2 weeks.
I don't have it on the switchboard right here. I'm
you
got
it, son. Yeah, you got it, man.
I have it on, but I didn't upload it. I got it on Skyline.
You know what? I ain't mess with this nigga. I don't want to hear that. It's mad hole. I would hear that.
You see,
everything I got from Cali on is fucking old, nigga. If you were to fucking show up in the studio,
for not going up to the studio, now he's getting me back. I'm gonna play.
I'm gonna make sure that he gets that song on there. I'm gonna bother him for the next week, kid. And make sure he puts that song on there. I'm gonna bother him for the next week. I'm gonna get on him for the next week. Kyle might not call back no more.
Yeah, I ain't calling until you play my shit. Word of my mother, B.
Boycott the show?
Yeah, I ain't even calling this shit no more. Word up. I'm going to tell all the people I told to listen to it. Patel. Ooh, you never Patel, did you? I'm going to tell her, stop listening. Word up. Word up, son.
Yeah.
Put it up around here, B.
Yo,
hey, little
mama.
Going in or something. Let me hear some kind of Cali. No Skyline with a gangster, no old shit. Let me hear going in or something. Damn, bro.
No, let me hear you spit some. How about that one? Won't you spit some?
It's crazy, son.
Let me hear you spit some. How about that one?
It's the boss, Boogie Monster, Ballyon, 5'9", Ballhead, and a baritone.
That's how you got
it. Hey, that's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. Boycott the show. That's it. You get two bars, bum ass. You get two bars.
Oh, I know where that joint from, though.
Yeah.
I'm real familiar with that. I heard that at the gym.
It's the Bronx Boogie Monster. Listen.
Who the fuck is making scrambled eggs back then, man?
I don't know.
That's Showcase.
That's me. Listen, I got to cook my food so I can finish watching the Yankees.
Hold on. Lotto never heard nothing. He ain't hearing nothing lately at all from me, right?
That's what I'm saying. Give him some bars. Stop playing, nigga.
Come on, son. I'm going to tell you how I'm moving right now. I'm moving in the corner. Listen, I'm moving in the corner out of pocket whispering. I'm around people that don't even know what my real name is, right? I'm serious. Let alone they know I get busy. You know what I mean? I'm definitely not.
We're gonna give you a beat right now, Cali. We're gonna give Cali on a beat. This is it. Let's go.
New Alice, and I can't do it right now, bro. It's crazy.
What the fuck is that?
Yo. Wait a minute. Hold on, T. I know you're not laughing.
Hey.
Put it back on. Put it back on. Come on. Let me show you how I give it up.
You can say Cali, yo, sure, and I'll do that. Let's do it.
Hey, yo, a lot of these niggas are gay. They don't call me Cali and Decimo for nothing.
Let's go.
Cali
ain't even talking about that. I
get
mushy like the Spanish play
mongoose. You don't make me go in, pal. Yeah, you go with the gun, dude. Leave his brain mushy like the Spanish play mongoose. Yeah, don't play.
Whoa.
Don't play, son. I get on my...
I'm about to unleash that punch on you.
Nigga, me llamo caliente, comprende? I beat mommies like the drum of Tito Puente. Call me presidente, my flow excelente. Mi corazón es frío, es siempre. Ay. Better stop playing with me, yo.
Hey. Yo, that's going to be a classic. Hey,
yo, fight.
Tell your best classic. That's it.
Boy, son, don't play with me. I let it go. You hear me? Don't play with me. Yo, Vice, what they thought, Vice? I couldn't give a bit.
Yo.
It was good and crazy. Come on, son. Let me hear that. I can't hear going in, my nigga.
I don't have that on the switchboard, my nigga. And you was playing that every, you was opening the show with that.
That's when you used to be my man, my nigga. When you used to come in, when you used to pop up on my sessions and all that. When I used to be like, yo, Cali, I need a first. Gotcha. Now it's Cali, I need a first. Nigga, yo. This nigga got the super ego going on. This nigga be at the gym, hitting out 1,000 push-ups a day and shit. Feeling real strong.
Yeah.
And you can't come through for
somebody's head
man.
Off. Don't play with me. I'm on some bullshit. Run up on me wrong. I'm a wuss you, you know what I mean? Come on, sir. I spent 17,000 on fluid for my birthday. You ain't even come get a sip.
I'm in the stool.
Help me understand that. I don't care if you
I was
came
in the stool,
to get I'd have paid for your cab. I'd have had a car come get
not
you.
Not about getting
get
in is not an issue, money. It's getting me
yeah,
out the zone, man.
Back. Yeah, we'd have got you out. Don't worry about it. I'm responsible. I'm responsible now. This nigga played the whole shit. What is wrong? Hey, you know what I just noticed? Whatever I did in the studio with him, he got on cue.
Nah, I don't have that either. Let me tell you something. Let me explain to y'all what goes down up here, B. I got a switchboard that I share with like 3 different people. That's why I got all this Selena shit in here, because niggas be having these romantic shows, which is Emma's show, the Midnight Hour, Tuesday nights at midnight, which really means Wednesday.
Show.
And Showcase be up there. They be getting their little full-sex voice on and shit, but that's a different time zone. So they doing that. And you got homegirl Lush. Lush be flooding and shit with crazy music, and then she be taking off music. But I'm surprised she still got this up there, man. That's kind of old, you know what I'm saying? She should have been cleaned that out. But,
that's crazy, yo.
Yeah, man.
Whatever
we
did in the studio,
shit,
he got it. Whatever he got in the studio,
yo, listen to me.
It's in there. Bum ass.
I got everything, bitch. Yo, listen to me. Next week, we doing a 90s thing. We're going to be all 90s music.
Hell,
From 90 to 99. So we're going to have like a little battle. We're going to have Vice pick 3. I'm going to pick 3 and Showcase going to pick 3. And we're going to see what was the most memorable, you know what I mean? What was the most craziest song of the 90s with that one?
Hey, the 90s was a beautiful era, man.
You know why? You know why it was? Because the genre, like the type of music changed like 3 times. Like early 90s, you had your motherfucking Daz FX.
And Wu-Tang
and
all that.
One and all that shit. Yeah, then mid-90s came Wu-Tang, Smooth the Hustler, Biggie. And then late-90s, you had Nori, Pun, Cam.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, Wasn't that a good one? The late
90s. DMX-O. It's going to be an interesting week. Next week, we're going to have the 90s theme, man. So y'all niggas better tune in. It's going to be crazy. We're going to start reminiscing. All that.
Yeah, there.
I might pull out a verse that I had from the 90s.
Give me
if you pull out a verse, nigga.
And I'm not going to pull out a verse in the 90s because I ain't getting nice till like 01. I think it's the hard ass, my rap career don't count from 95 and up, man. So like 2001, I could count because that's when my shoes are official.
Yeah, I was a hard 9-8.
Twitter's a beautiful thing, man, when you use it properly.
Yeah.
Nah, shout to that nigga Meech. Shout to the nigga who linked it up, though, man. That nigga came out of nowhere. I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga? Nigga said, y'all found your boy. I said, I found
Meech, man.
Word.
That's my nigga, man. That's my nigga, Meech.
He came out of nowhere with that shit. I'm like, whoa. Yeah, you know what's crazy? I left a comment on Alato's video on YouTube like a year and a half ago. I said, yo, if anybody can find this nigga, man, this one on Twitter, holler at me. Nigga hit me up a year later, year and a half later. I'm
that's crazy.
Tell you, I seen your joint on YouTube when you were standing like in an alleyway, freestyling.
Oh, yeah, that's when I was in my Hawthorne. I was in Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Nigga locked his hair and all that. He had the long hair before he cut that shit off.
Yeah. Cool. Look at my son.
I'm going to my shit back, too, dog. I still got my hands on.
TDI shit is dumb law. You better not cut that shit, dude. You leave that shit rock out,
nah,
real
quick. Yeah, it's over. I'm going to be Booyah Tribe, nigga. What
yeah. Yeah. Booyah gets busy. I know a couple of homies is Booyah. They dead serious.
Yeah. Booyah Tribe, nigga. Whoa.
Yo Lotto, we go lock in, man. I just linked up. Shout out to my son, Uncle Murder. I just linked up with the homie. You know what I mean? And I got back up with the Toon Heads too. You heard?
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I got the Toon Heads. I seen them in club. I was in Perfections. And the strip joint going crazy. I see it be Uncle Murder like this. Yeah, I'm like, who this? Oh, shit. It's over. We had acted stupid. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Mafia Boy, Two Heads, Uncle Murder, East New York,
yeah.
And all that. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm actually, T, what you doing tomorrow? We could go lock in with your man, Murder, tomorrow. If you screamed at me, we're going to go do some studio shit. I'm in town, so I'm a lot.
Yeah.
Stay out. He ain't, you know, we ain't do that. This clothes low key shit. Nah.
Come on, man.
You know how we get it up over here.
It's, ooh,
you
got my number, man.
Where they gonna be? Yeah, fam.
I know there's a problem, kid. I need to make sure it's crazy.
Yeah, we gonna lock in. We gonna remember the Four Horsemen, man. We gonna do the Four Horsemen. We gonna get some things locked in. We gonna do the old school shit. We gonna 5 minutes a piece, all that stupid shit. We gonna act stupid. That's how we acting right now. Fuck that.
Hey, nigga, let's do it, man. Fuck the
yeah,
bullshit.
I know. I need to write 1,000. I ain't write $500 and I don't know how long. You know
what I mean? Be diva, my nigga. Be diva. Be shit.
See,
the last time I had
does.
A battle in Powerhouse, B, that's the time I battled that kid, Earl Hayes, B, from Detroit, and the nigga Cali battled on
Murder,
actually.
Yeah.
And then, yo, my nigga, I came home, I wrote the hardest fucking rhyme of mine. I said, I'm never going to slip again, B. I went to Fight Club, I snapped like 5 niggas heads off, B. That's my word.
hey,
I went
look.
In and looked at the nigga's heart. Yo, if they had video footage of all the shit that popped off in Powerhouse, dog, that should be
oh,
a show, dog, on some real
yo,
shit.
Yo, listen.
They
got it.
Five guys.
It's in,
come on,
five guys. Got it. What do you mean?
Yo, where the fuck is Five? Somebody got... Yo, where's
yeah,
Five at?
I got his number.
I got his number. But you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Five don't know where Five is.
Yo,
listen.
Motherfucking reunion, son.
Yo, Five got the battle that got me signed. He got the battle where I was battling Cash, right?
Yeah.
I was battling Cash. Fame was battling Akbar, and my man Rocker was battling Shizlansky. Shout out to Shizlansky, too, man. That's my
name. Yeah,
yo,
okay.
That
I heard
footage,
about that battle.
Hey, that footage, my nigga, listen, the footage itself, y'all think that Freeway and Cassidy battle that
nah, no
yo,
way. We know that wasn't nothing.
Now, that lot
of
Cash battle was immaculate.
Woo, son, I want to get that.
Yo,
somebody get me Five numbers so I can call this nigga. We got a lot of footage on me, dog.
Homie, you remember the first time I ever came to Rough Riders was down at Swiss's joint and me and you battled. You remember, Five? Me, the first time I ever met Lotto, they put us right in the pit, me and Lotto. I'm like, this. Who this kid like this? I don't know this nigga. And Fame was sitting down in the corner. Matter of fact, Lotto was sitting down, chilling. I didn't even know what I was walking into. They like this. Nah, we just gonna go see why real quick. I'm like,
yeah,
why?
That's what they be doing. Let me set niggas up. Vice.
That's how they do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see why kid. I go in there, they're like this, yo, you got bars? I'm like, nigga, what do you mean I got bars? Of course. They're like, all right, well, you gonna battle this kid right here, he's from Philly. He the one who did, that's when he was riding off of the whole Cassidy and the Freeway battle. I'm like, listen, Freeway wasn't even prepared for that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? You could tell he ain't never been in a pit before. You know what I mean? You could tell her. You know a trained wolf from a puppy any day. You understand? I seen that any day. You know what I mean? So when I seen that, me and Lotto was going at it so hard. Yo, they stopped us. Like, yo, that's it, yo. Y'all think that's
not it. Oh, wow.
Stop it, B. Even Kima came out my head. Remember Kima?
Kima?
Yeah,
you know what
Lotto brought
out
earlier. Yeah, he brought out earlier.
Oh, you was talking to Kima, you said?
No, we were talking about her earlier.
Oh, yeah. What are you talking? Yo, listen, even the footage between me and Lotto was stupid.
No.
It was
listen,
stupid. Come
five
on,
got,
son.
Five got footage of, we did like this tour. We went from New York, we went to South Carolina, we went to Miami, and then we came to Cali, right? And
yeah.
All this footage he got, nigga, I was crushing niggas. But he got this footage. Listen, he got footage from where this we was in Miami. We was in all in the big ass Fred doing it big and all that. This, these bitches came over, and they got their head dicked off. And in the morning, they one of these bitches decided the one that didn't get fucked. She decided that she can rap.
Oh
now,
man.
I don't battle bitches, but dog. The things that I said to this young woman, God bless my soul, dog. He got footage, nigga. Nigga, yo, listen, I did a whole country tour crushing niggas, dog. Yo, look,
yo.
I crushed Young Berg. Look, I ran into Young Berg out here, right?
Yeah.
He's funny as fuck. Look, Young Berg was one of the dudes that came through Powerhouse. His name was Iceberg back in the day. He was a little chubby kid. That means
yeah.
He came in. I crushed his life. I fucked up his dreams, but, you know, I came out here. I seen that nigga out here. He was like, yo, what's good? You know, remember me? Yeah, you battled me and all that. It was almost his vibe was like, ha ha, now look
I'm
at me.
I'm doing it.
Like,
yeah, I'm doing it now.
I don't give a
who?
Fuck about what you're doing. You still, nigga, a phony nigga is, you can spot a phony nigga from anywhere.
Like, who
you know
are
I mean?
You?
I don't give a fuck about none of that. And it's this nigga named Hayes that live out here. This nigga Hayes that was one of the victims. That nigga out here heavy. He just got a deal with Interscope a couple years ago, maybe like 2 years
yeah.
ago. But
ooh,
I don't know where. I don't know where. I thought when I met Hayes out here, he was like, matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you who I met Hayes with. You remember Barr and
yeah, Barr Shane.
And it was somebody else that he was with. We was chopping up Neil.
You
thought it was
Neil?
He was like, huh?
He was fucking with Neo too?
Who, Barr?
Nah, the kid Hayes.
See, that's what I don't remember. I'm banging a lot of trees.
I think
man.
It's the same
so,
nigga I battled, Charlie. That's probably the same nigga I battled
that
night.
It might be the same nigga. It's
yeah,
probably
it
the same nigga.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same nigga. But I seen that nigga. Yo, listen, niggas be scared to death because they think that I'm a put their situation on the line. Like, I'm going to just walk into a room and crush them in front of their peers and their label mates and their constituents. You know what I mean? But,
so
you know, I'm a grown-ass man. You know, I'm going
to
do me. But, yo, on some shit, we done crushed a lot of niggas that's on.
A lot
now.
Of niggas. You took the words out of my mouth. A lot of niggas. Hold on. Matter of fact, you was on the bus, Lotto, when we did the bike tour, when me and Cass was going at it.
I think Jen was there.
What do you mean? Everybody, it was me, Lotto, Fame, Jen, Cassidy, Cross, Infrared, Divine,
yeah.
DJ, Craig. We was in there, Thug Workout. We was in there, Crew Deep, going to South Beach. And
yeah.
They was with everybody. Wanted me to battle Cassidy so bad. Every time I used to see Swamy's like, yo, your man coming? I'm like, yeah, I'm here, fam. Let's go. Yo,
yeah.
All I'm saying is, Lotto was on the bus, B. It was real ugly in there, man. Let's just say it got really ugly on that bus, brother.
Things got ugly.
Yeah, it was real ugly in there, B.
I was going to Myrtle.
Yeah, we went to Myrtle.
We went to Myrtle.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Come on, son.
Yo, look, on the first time I met Callie, I was like, yo, for some odd reason, I love this nigga right here, dog. You got to understand, like, look, this is what you got to understand, that before I met y'all niggas, like, before I met you and TDI, you got to understand
mm-hmm.
how many niggas came through, like,
oh, yeah, they didn't survive.
Through. Niggas was coming through, niggas was leaving, niggas was coming through, niggas was leaving. But when I met y'all, I was like, yo, first of all, something about Collyon, man. This nigga got bald head and he talks that shit, man. TDI
awesome.
On this nigga. And TDI, he reminded me of me. Like, I was
yeah,
like, yo, this little nigga is a fucking problem.
He got a bald head, man.
That's
like,
thing,
like, yo, this watch this nigga, dog. I don't give a fuck about none of these other niggas, but watch this nigga right here.
Lotto's a beast, bro.
He was my fucking nigga, dog.
And I stood on it. I said, listen, Lotto's a monster. I gave it up. I don't never put a stamp on nobody. I said to myself, I said, listen, when I first came to Powerhouse, I battled. First out the gate was Lotto. Then I said, two of the hardest, most serious, because I battled Jim.
I
battled all of them. But Lotto and Fame was my two. Like, those two dudes on my battling game was like, oh, shit, what? I'm not stopping. It was just like, oh, these two kids is a problem.
Who won that battle?
It was just like, they were just testing you. Like, it wasn't about who walked away to win and all that. They were just like, let y'all niggas locked in and see if y'all can hold each, like, see who can hold their own. You know what I'm saying? And if nobody came up, then basically just stop y'all. Like, yo, it's all right, it's over.
They had to stop it.
Yeah.
They had to stop it. Why was
it wasn't
there on fire? Like, Swiss was sitting there on fire. Them two was and Spy. It was Swiss. Spy. It was Swiss. Ball. It was Swiss. Why? Spivey. Because he was taping it. Yo, it was so many people in there, man. It was crazy. And then Kima trying to come at me.
Crazy,
you remember? You remember Kima trying to get at me?
Yo
I'm with it.
I need to release that footage.
Yes, Bobby holding on. He holding on to some things.
He got some work.
Yeah. His archives is crazy. He got DMX battles.
Crazy.
He got DMX when they had Kiss and Sheik, all of them. He got all that. He got everybody that was in the pit, yo.
That nigga got footage of me and Callie when I was out here. We came out here. He got footage. This nigga walked in the room in our hotel room while I was in some guts. You know what I mean? He walked in with his camera all out. You know what I mean? I got butt naked civilian running around. Wow.
Look,
he ain't even come in and cut the lights off. Like, yo, I'm here. That nigga came in with the lights. He left the lights off just with the light on the camera. Like, yo, what the fuck is popping off? I got butt naked civilians running around. That's my nigga, dog.
That nigga Spivey's out of his mind. You hear me? He's out of his mind. I'm telling you, son.
Yeah,
listen, man. We ain't got too much time left, B. I'm about to play this Nas joint, the nigga Vice. Hey, yo, but I'm going to call y'all niggas on three-way, and I'm going to let y'all niggas stay. Or y'all niggas, you don't do the Twitter exchange digits and all that.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm going to wrap this up, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, Lot, thanks for calling, B. Cali, always a pleasure, my brother.
You already know, homie.
Vice.
Hey, I'm trying to be a regular.
Yeah, man, you have to, man. Nigga, Cali's a regular already, B.
Definitely.
Come on.
I don't think that's it for me.
Always a pleasure to have my niggas on here. So I think it's going to be the hardest three niggas since the last, B. Word up.
Yeah, that sound about right there.
We the hard way, B. I'm going to get into this Nas joint, man. New Talk City Radio each and every Monday. LushRadioOnline.com. B, you already know the place to be, man. How?
Here we are.